I'm super excited to be talking to you two around the case study, which was focused on SEO Oxford in Chile. And one of the things that was amazing to me was how it combined a lot of the SEO techniques and some of the insights and customer-focused content to then take over, dominate the competitive market, and address a very specific audience, which is cyclists.
Yes.
But I would love to hear your perspective on this case as a whole, maybe just starting with your name, how you guys were a part of this campaign, and then maybe a little bit of the challenges with selling this tactic or anything else you had to manage as an obstacle.
Sure. Well, first of all, my name is Laura Flores. I'm a managing director at iProspect Chile. So it is great to be with you guys today here. And with me is also Macarena. I don't know, Macarena, if you want to introduce yourself.
My name is Macarena, and my position in iProspect is client operation manager. Speaking is more difficult for me than understanding the conversation.
Yes.
Happy to have you either way. Yes, that's awesome.
Thank you, Michael. And about our campaign and the strategy that we were working for Oxford, what we really loved about the case as well is that we were able to combine the deep knowledge that we have on the consumer that, and like you said, it is a very specific audience, which are the cyclists here in Chile, but always thinking about the whole journey, finding and researching and finally deciding to buy a bike here. So of course, this brand is competing with a lot of retailers that are huge retailers that are leaders here in Chile. And it was very challenging to start looking for positioning in an organic way the brand while competing with these like monsters. But it really allowed us to combine, like I said, the deep knowledge that we have on the cyclist in order to identify what do they look for when they start researching or thinking about buying a bicycle. So we understand that it is like a first stage in the process of buying the bike at the end. But we were able to see how SEO and a good strategy on SEO was able to also like start looking for these new buyers that were not decided yet, and maybe they were looking for like a superficial information on the products, and how Oxford was able to give that kind of content that was also that not always was like a transactional content like buy here your next bike, but also very informative, trying to understand what are the interests or of the people that were going to buy a bicycle in order to attract them. So I think that something interesting in this case is that brands often focus on crafting like a meticulous paid media strategy, which is fantastic, and we have no doubt that it works. However, SEO remains an untapped goldmine for many, I think. I understand that this also happens in part because paid campaigns deliver results very quickly. Yet our experience over the years working with clients from very different industries has taught us that investing time and resources in a strong organic positioning is an excellent decision for their brands. So it was like, this is how we started working with them. And finally, we were able to have like this beautiful case in terms of SEO.
So did you find that on the brand side that they knew and understood the power and the impact of SEO when it came to Oxford? Or did you have to also educate the client on how this will benefit them? And also, how do you manage the expectation?
Yes. At the beginning, it was definitely a challenge to educating the client on the long-term benefits of SEO, because they were also very used to the quick results that they were able to see in a paid media campaign. But with the time, I think even though we had this initial resistance due to a lack of awareness about this SEO's impact on online conversions, we were able to overcome this by presenting, for example, historical data where we show the client that even though they were not working in a specific SEO strategy, there was like a very good traffic in terms of quality that came from SEO. Once we started showing them that even though we were not really focusing on working on this and they yet had good results, and also showing them the competitor benchmarks, for example, showing them that their competitors were indeed working on this kind of a strategy. And once we started, it was getting easier and it became easier because we were able to show them like concrete examples of how with little actions that we started doing, we were able to improve traffic and rankings. So once we were able to show them this kind of results, they started to trust, and we've been working like, I think like 4 or 5 years in an SEO strategy for this client. And of course this has allowed us to be more, start getting more specific and deeper in terms of the things that we can do with them.
I love that. And I'm curious around the process and timeline. So what does it look like typically when you onboard a client? What's the runway and where are the points of like optimization typically, if that's something that can even be outlined?
Yes, that's a good question, because in terms of SEO projects, the first 3 months of work are like very important in terms of this is the time where we start like cleaning our house and making our website a good place to receive all the traffic and visits that we are looking for. But I would say that it is like the first year when you come and you accomplish the first year of work, you get to see the best results that you can have. And I would say that after the first year working in an SEO strategy, we can start like fine tuning all the things that we are doing. And definitely this is like a non-stopping work that we can achieve from that on.
So here's a question also, because SEO feels very based on intuitive practice, you know, almost extremely like streamlined to some degree, but from a differentiation standpoint, how does iProspect differentiate? What makes you guys do this correctly? In other words, what's that component? Is it the insights that you're drawing? Is it the solutions? Is it just, again, sort of cleaning and optimizing? Are there areas of SEO that require a certain practice that isn't necessarily baked on process?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good question. We actually have methodology and a way of working that is like very standardized for all our SEO projects. So I think that gives us a baseline in terms of what to expect when you start working with us. And that gives us also the possibility to explain the client like all the process that we are going to follow from the beginning to the end of the project. But also what differentiates us the most is that we are able to really understand, or we are always looking to really understand what is the way the client is looking for a specific product or service, and how they are looking for it, and also where. Because I believe that this is something also that is very important to understand, that SEO has evolved like a lot in the last couple of years. So we were very used to work on SEO strategies just for websites, or maybe web for applications also. But now people are also looking in a different way than before. They are not using all only search engines like the typical ones that we used to know, but every day we see more people using social media as a search engine, people that is no longer using a specific search engine that we used to know, but also, for example, TikTok or Instagram or Meta. And it is very challenging to understand also how our brands can have like a good ranking in terms of that kind of platforms, or also, for example, ChatGPT or some other AI assistants that are also becoming a very important source for the way that people is looking for any kind of keyword today in internet. So we are always trying to understand how people is searching for whatever they are searching for in internet in order to adapt our strategy to our audience. And of course, this is a very this gets really a really great support from the technology part. I mean, there is a lot of technology involved in this kind of project, since the way we are using, for example, Python today, that is something that was not that important in terms of SEO a couple of years ago, how we can get advantage, for example, of GPT or a custom GPT for our client, that which is something that also we used in this case. So I think it is like a mix of different things, but the most important, I would say, that is getting to know our audience and also have the right technology to reach them.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I feel like, you know, getting to know the audience, it seems like an obvious state. But to your point, that's becoming more complex as they're gaining more access to search that's outside of the big search engines. I'm curious, one, what was the most interesting insight that you learned from a cyclist's perspective? Mm-hmm. And then we'll get into the technology, but I'm curious about that.
Okay, yes. Actually, I think it would be that something that we didn't expect, and the client also was very surprised, is the way that actually cyclists, at least here in Chile, use research online before making a purchase. Because it is a purchase that still is very offline here in Chile. So it's very common that someone who is going to buy a bike will do it in an offline channel instead of an e-commerce. But what we realized is that before that happens, there is a 75% of cyclists that research online before making a specific purchase or a bike of a bike also. And this complements or works very well with another insight that we found out, that is that here in Chile, after the pandemic, there is a 40% of increase in searches related to cycling also. So these two insights were the ones that helped us to convince and let the client know that it was a good investment of time and resources to work on a SEO strategy.
I love that. And I think I recently bought a bike, and I definitely did a lot of research before going into the store. So I see that now it just sits at home. I haven't rode it much, which is terrible, but that's on me. But I mean, so I mentioned the technology component. I'm curious what your perspective is on SEO and the future of SEO based on all of these automated functions, AI coming into the mix. Where it's feeding back recommendations and tailoring, you know, obviously to the person's questions, and they're building lists specific around their needs. How do you see agencies adjusting for that, if they have already, from a technological standpoint? How are you guys adjusting to it? And from a longer standpoint, just your perspective on search, or, you know, search in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what we see is a very promising future in terms of the way that we are working. I mean, AI has come to make a lot more, a lot much easier and faster some processes that we used to do, but in a very manual way. So for example, all the reporting and modeling of data in order to make a projection on, for example, which keywords could or might have like an increase on their search volume for the next months was something that was very tricky to do before AI. And we have been using a lot of AI in order to understand all the data that we are collecting from our clients and from the different data sources that we can use in order to also make like assertive projections in terms of the way that we are going to work for the next months. And also getting to know better the user and the audience that we have. Also, we have been using a lot of AI in order to understand our audience, like modeling the data that we have. And in terms of the writing part or the ideation part of the contents that we worked, for example, on in this strategy, we have been exploring a lot the use, for example, of customized GPTs in order to automate and optimize content creation. And we have been seeing very good results in terms of that. I mean, it's not like AI has replaced the work that we as humans used to do. I mean, all our team, our SEO team, understand that they need to make a revision, clean and curate all the content that the AI proposes. Of course, there are some times where the AI can like make mistakes or say something that wouldn't be like the way our client and our brand would say it, but that's also the role that is playing our team, our human team, in order to be sure that we can get the best part of AI. And happily, I can say that we have been working in that way. I mean, this is the way that have been working for us.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So, quite a few different results and impact. You guys had 55% organic traffic increase, which was great. It surpassed your initial goals. 25% improvement in conversion rates, which also surpassed your goals. 35% online sales growth, which is great. And then your ranking went quite high, right, in terms of keywords to 395. With all that, obviously those are successes. Is there anything else that you would say was a big success beyond the numbers, beyond the metrics here? Perhaps it's the creative, perhaps it's the process, or even the emotional resonance that you found with your audience.
Yes, I would say that what we saw in this as a result of this strategy, and that we and the client are very happy about, is that the audience actually started to let us know that they value this useful and educational content. I mean, they are reading it, they are consuming the content that we are producing, and they are letting the brand know. I mean, the spending time on the website that we usually had has increased in the last months also, product of incorporating this kind of content into the website. We have seen also that even social media followers or interactions are also arising. And this started happen once we start using that kind of content in our social media as well. So what we are seeing is that once we understand and we identify what is the interest of our our audience, what are the things that they are looking for, not only about the specific bike model that we are offering, but also about, I don't know, accessories, tips, or about where to go cycling here in Santiago or Chile or something like related to the world of biking, is something that it's very valuable for them. And of course, we know that a lot of times brands focus a lot on the lower part of the funnel, and they are just like getting sure that all they invest, the resources that they are investing are having like an immediate or are very quick result in terms of performance and sales. But also we see that channels for us CEO are great tools in order to also attract the audience that is still like making a decision or still getting to know which brand, or maybe they don't even know which brand. They are just starting to know what kind of bike would be the best fit for them, for example. And in that time, we understand that it is essential to be present in the early stages of the customer journey as well. So I would think that this is something that this strategy and this campaign has taught us, and also the client, of course.
Yeah, I love that. And as a creative, I'm always trying to extend outside data points. So to your point, you know, you have the audience, and how can the brand reshape itself to address it in a very interesting, fun way? You know, you mentioned the different places that people can visit. I think in the US, at least, Michelin, which I'm not sure if you're familiar, it's that tire company, they launched early days when they first came out, people weren't even driving. So they needed to establish a reason for people to drive, and they started mapping the best restaurants to go visit so that people would buy their tires. And then that's where the Michelin star restaurants came in. And it's this whole other completely different business line that sits outside of what they actually do. So I feel like when brands extend themselves to meet their audiences, you can literally find new business lines of opportunity to connect, nurture, and then convert you know, prospects and audiences to buy your product. And it's super interesting to me from a marketer's perspective.
Totally. I love it, because definitely there are a lot of times where we like start thinking that we are only selling a product, for example, and that's not what we do as marketeers. So I think that this is something that applies to every channel and every like part of the marketing funnel that we are working with, that is understanding actually what we are offering to our client. It's not only a bike in this case. It was like the way you are going to, I don't know, like move from A point to B, like you just said with the restaurants, the way that you are going to visit your family, the way you're going to go to your job, or the way you are exercising. I mean, there are like different drivers in the audience that would make sense for us to use in terms of getting closer to them, and not only offering them a bike again, but also what it means actually for them, and how the brand can offer them more. So I totally love that approach.
Yeah, and I imagine that you know, like Harley's or like Trex, you know, other brand names, there's community that forms around the bikes. So as you purchase this type of bike, you're building community. But that kind of brings me to the Echo community. And we're so honored and proud to have you guys submit and be a part of that community. Like, it's super important for us as we build out, you know, the Echos in the coming years, that we focus on community. And this is really the only award shows really run by marketers right now. And the reason I think that's critically important is for cases like this to be visible, right? To have the opportunity to win and not necessarily be only focused on creative, but to merge, you know, the data components all the way through to results and then find creativity in your process. So love this case. I think it's one of those that, you guys did an excellent job with, certainly, but also appreciate the behind the scenes, because not everyone always gets to hear how it actually works behind the scenes and how you guys are actually leveraging some of the new technologies to do what you do. So thank you for sharing.
No, thank you. And we are also really, really glad and honored to be part of the ECO community. What I personally love about the ECO Awards is that it is like one of the, with one hand, maybe I can count the awards that are not based only in creativity or only in media campaigns, but also recognize that there are a lot of different ways that we can get in touch with our clients, and that they are really good opportunities for our brands to get in touch with their audience, which is the case of SEO. I really believe that there is like a huge opportunities for brands to build and work in a SEO strategy, and I think it is great that this kind of awards like recognize that and can get like more people involved and aware of this kind of channel and opportunity. So thank you also very much for the opportunity to share our story.